Do 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 do.
Hey, Shelly. Oh, Shelly.
Oh, hi, Meeks.
Oh, I feel a little sad for this one. I'm not going to lie. Not going to lie.
I know. It's good, though.
It is.
Yeah, I'm proud of us.
I am, too. I'm really proud of us. I'm really proud of us. But here we are, Cream City Dreams.
Season 5.
Season 5, people. I know.
In 2 years? It's been 2 years?
It's been 2 years. In May, I think May 24th was when we dropped our first episode of 2022. Back when we were still inside. Still wearing masks, I think.
Were we really?
Were we in 20? Maybe, maybe not.
I don't remember.
But here we are 2 years later and things are shifting.
Yeah.
You are taking a step back from the podcast. And I wanted to have this last episode with you, or one of the first in the season 5, but the last episode with you, to just talk about that and talk about our transition and to be transparent with our listeners and let them know what you're up to and how we came to this decision and kind of what we're doing. So I don't know. Do you want to set the stage for how this all came about or where we're at?
Yeah. So when we started this, I was full on making my go at my own independent work as a coach, which has so many great benefits like flexibility of time. And I have this real habit of working for free, as it turns out, which makes it real damn hard to run a business. And so I think it became increasingly clear that I needed more steady work, and working for somebody else came up as an opportunity that I wasn't expecting. Mm-hmm. Because of my interest in, I mean, I think I have this like real heart for people that don't have access to the kinds of work I can facilitate, you know? So, mm-hmm. I mean, I talk all the time about at my job with the Alma Center, I'm basically doing life coaching for people that never signed up for it, but have found themselves at a place where they have to do some hard look at their lives and what they've got going on and their behaviors and their past and their history, and who just need support for changing, right? Who needs support for making positive change in their life.
Mm.
That's what I love to do. And I have just found myself increasingly wanting to focus more time on that. And it also takes up a lot of energy and time in terms of my own like schedule and availability for getting together with you, right?
Yeah.
So like, as hard as it is to say goodbye, I think it's really wonderful for you to be able to have the freedom to do with this what it feels like the podcast needs to do, which is to grow and interview more people or get more involved with it. That's what was needed for the podcast, I think, is for us to get more invested. And I was kind of constantly feeling like I didn't have the time to give.
Right.
But I needed to give, you know? So
yeah,
it was a disservice. Yeah. I think I said to you several times last season, like, I feel like a really bad boyfriend. Like, I'm absent and I'm not available and I'm not giving as much. And that's not fair to you.
And the day after we had the coffee where we talked about whether, you know, this should be a different, you know, not the end of the podcast, but the end of maybe this iteration of it. And you texted right away and were like, did I just break up with you? I keep telling people that story. I think that's so funny. But of course, it's not a breakup, right?
No. That
seat is there for you anytime you want to hop on the podcast. Absolutely. But I also think it's a, you know, I think, well, let me ask a question first. Would it be fair to say that you have found your dream job? I mean, I know it's hard.
Yeah, it's certainly not perfect. I mean, I think I'm coming to learn that places and jobs and situations when you're involved with other people are never really perfect, right? There's always there's always hard parts and struggles, but there is something really, really, really beautiful about the work that I am doing now that I just really feel drawn to and love. That really speaks to my values of A, concern for the community that I live in, B, a focus and emphasis on people who face economic struggle. Let me say, like, one of the things that's really beautiful about it is that it's just awe-inspiring to see what humans can overcome in terms of trauma.
Yeah.
The traumatic experiences that people have and continue to have on a daily basis. It's pretty awe-inspiring to see how resilient and strong people are, right?
Yeah.
And so I get a lot of energy from the work for sure. Love it and feel like it's totally aligned with who I am as a person. And yeah, it's pretty great.
And I feel like that's something that you talked about a lot with all of our guests is values and whether they align and drawing that connection between people who were living dreamy lives and people who were doing things that aligned with their values, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think this is really full circle to watch you come into alignment with what you're doing now, you know? Like I feel when we had our coffee and we put on the table that it was okay to let go, to, you know, to let Cream City Dreams have a new iteration. I could see the a sort of, I don't want to say relief as if this was a burden to you, but I could kind of just see a lightness, like, okay, mm-hmm. you know, like you don't have to feel like you're letting me down. You don't have to feel obligated to do something that even if you love it, and I know you do. So you know, to say that you didn't, but you could just feel that lightness.
Yeah.
Left.
Yeah. I'm remembering like one of the first guests we had talked about listening to your body as it relates to making decisions. You know, like really listening to what your body needs. And also like, you know, I think some other people have talked about that idea of like, oh, is this a full body yes? Or is there like some hesitation and resistance, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a mix, right? Because there's a part of me in the interviews with people, is a part of me that just loves it, loves it, loves it. And I don't want to do anything else, right? And then there's other parts of me that were like, oh my God, I've got to do the social post for this week. I don't want to do it, but I can't let Megan down. She's doing so much, you know, like.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think those parts felt some relief with the like, okay, I can let go and I'm not, and Megan's not going to hate me. And I just want to say like, a lot of this is my own recovery from a lifetime of feeling obliged to do things, like feeling like I can't say no, or feeling like I'm letting somebody down if I don't overstretch myself.
Yeah.
And so part of the work at the Alm Center that I've been really appreciative of is as I'm helping other people look at their own woundedness and ways that they've adapted to that wound, those wounds that they carry that aren't working anymore. It's like, oh, I have to honor all the ways that I do this to myself, you know, say yes way too much, keep doing things that aren't really in alignment anymore because I feel like I can't let them go or then they're a failure. You know, a lot of that messaging that I think I picked up as a kid, or picked up because of capitalism and this.
But that productivity this equals success.
Yes. And yeah.
Yeah. Busyness is good. And yeah.
So I think there's a part of this too, that's like me practicing what I preach a little bit, you know, in terms of like really trying to make those hard decisions around, you know, letting go of something that you really love because it's not really working for you anymore. Right.
Mm. And I feel like I just want to say thank you for being so gracious in this, because I don't know. It could have been different. If there was any resentment or any like, this was our thing and so you can't carry on doing this. I don't know. You've just been so gracious with it. And I'm excited to, you know, I'm nervous as hell and anxious and have all the feels and all the fears. But you believing that I can still do this without you is, that's like, okay, I can do this. You know, like I really feel like you're holding me, even though you won't be on the screen anymore.
Oh, and I'm always here for a pep talk and moral support and, you know, like 100%. Like I'm so grateful. I am very grateful for your graciousness and not behaving in a way that made me feel like I was abandoning you or breaking up, you know, but just like honoring like, no, hey, things change and that's okay. Yeah. And you're going to totally freaking rock it, Megan. You've basically been rocking it solo for a long time now, I feel like, because my absentee
partnership.
And plus, let's just face it, you've got a voice that was made for the airwaves.
Voiceover work would be fun and is on my lifetime bucket list. So we'll see. Well, if this is not, obviously we're still going to be friends. We did not break up as friends. I will probably see you on the baseball diamond. I will, we'll make coffee dates. We'll have wine dates for sure. But if our listeners want to stay in touch, if they still want to hear your voice, Shelley, can they stay in touch? How would they, are you sending out newsletters? Are you doing anything that they can follow along with?
Oh gosh. Yes, I am still coaching on the side, although I am not, my hours are super limited and I haven't figured out what those are quite yet, but I do still love talking about the Enneagram, and actually integrating the Enneagram into what I'm learning through the trauma stuff has been really exciting for me. It's sort of been like percolating in my head what I'm going to do with that, but I do still offer coaching specifically for anybody interested in looking at personality patterns that are no longer working for them or serving them, or like where they realize that they're in a pattern that's not, that's not helpful because of relationships or whatnot. So yeah. So people can reach out to me at my website. There's a form they can fill out for me to be in touch
ShelleyRoeder.com.
Or they could email me at Shelley@ShelleyRoeder.com. Yeah. So if people want to be in touch with me about potentially coaching or workshops around the Enneagram, they can reach me at Shelley@ShelleyRoeder.com.
You're still here. You're still in Milwaukee. You're still doing awesome things.
I'm still here.
We're still friends. I still love you. Love fest. Oh, well, thank you for 2 incredible years on this podcast, for at least 5 years of incredible friendship. At least five, maybe. Yeah. Maybe 6, 7. I think it was 2018 that we met.
The babies were babies.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. 2018 then it would have been. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's been joyful.
Yeah. It has been awesome. Megan, you're awesome. And I can't wait to see what you do with the podcast. And I will be such a big promoter of it. Oh my God.
Well, that's helpful because I am not a social media maven and will not be making
ridiculous. And I want to know, like, what's feeling vulnerable about this for you? Like, what part of it?
I was thinking about that today, and I think it's, what are people going to think? You know, it's always that imposter syndrome of when we do it together, I felt braver. As I'm really deeply reflecting on this, I feel like it's a double-edged sword or two sides of a coin, because on the one hand, I would not have started this podcast without you. Could I have? Sure, I could have. Yes. But would I have? No, because it was just a passion project. It was a COVID project. It was just fun. It was fun to do together. Yeah. We bounced ideas off each other. We got inspiration and energy from each other. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so grateful for that. And at the same time, I think I also told myself a little bit that maybe I couldn't do it without you, or that I was only brave when I was doing it in partnership with somebody. And now here I am stepping forward, and I've already got interviews lined up for season 5. They're coming in April, and I can do this, you know? And it's, I knew that, but maybe I just needed to be pushed off the ledge to show myself that I could also be brave by myself. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to appreciate both sides of that bravery coin, I think. Mm-hmm. But yeah, mm-hmm. It's always, you know, whenever the night before I push publish on a newsletter that I send out or writing that goes out into the wild, it's always like, oh, how's this going to be received? But you know what? I can't control that. And then I have to meditate on that and just remind myself that I'm doing this because I love it and it brings me joy, and I can't control how people receive it. I hope they love it too. But if they don't, that's okay. You know, like I sent something out this morning and a few people unsubscribed. And I think the old me would have been like, oh my gosh, four or five people just don't want that. What? I'm not for everybody. And the other part of me is like, yeah, no, not for everybody. And that clears up more space on my newsletter for 4 new people who are going to appreciate it, you know, and that's fine.
Yeah.
NBD, right? No big deal.
Yeah.
So.
Well, good. I think you're going to be great. And I agree. I would not have started this without you either. There's something so beautiful in the finding somebody who will take that brave step with you, you know, and getting it going. And I'm also just really grateful that you're willing to keep it going forward, because they're part of the reason I didn't want to let it go is like, I love the people that I hear from out there that love listening to it, you know, and I don't want to let them down, or like all the guests that we have whose stories really need to be told.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I'm just grateful that that's going to carry on. That helps me to, that is helping me to be able to step down with a sense of gratitude. So thank you.
Well, good. All right, Shelley. Well, like I said, Yay. This is not goodbye. You always have a seat in the Zoom room.
Woohoo!
And
excellent.
Until we see each other in real life.
Keep on dreaming, Megan.
Keep on dreaming, Shelley. Well, there you have it, listeners. The last episode with me and Shelley. And, you know, I am not much of a crier. I sometimes, like, specifically have to put on movies if I need a good cry, like I have to watch Stepmom or something. But when I listen back to this conversation with Shelley, I do get a little teary, because it has really been a joyful experience with her, and something that, as we both said, we wouldn't have done without each other. And just so grateful for Shelley, and I hope that you have been able to hear that in our interviews and have enjoyed our little banter as well. I don't know what I'll do in season 5. I might have to laugh at my own jokes. I don't know. But I hope you will stick around and listen to stories of more incredible women in Milwaukee who are living their dream. So I will be back next week with the start of season 5. Until then, Milwaukee, keep on dreaming.